KSL at Night was recorded and produced this afternoon. KSL at Night. Some of Utah's top political specialists join a roundtable on the day's biggest stories. KSL is at 102.7 FM and on every smart speaker when you say play KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to KSL at Night. This is Taylor Morgan here with Rusty Cannon. Rusty, we have had a great show so far.
Yes.
Love having you here, co-piloting your first KSL at Night show. Looking forward to many, many more to come.
Thank you.
Before we started recording, Rusty, we were talking about Speaker Mike Johnson.
Yeah.
Speaker Johnson did a incredible interview with Boyd Matheson here on KSL News Radio yesterday. Listeners, you can go back, you can listen to that full interview, and you can find any prior recorded shows or segments of shows at kslpodcast.com. So I want to make sure listeners know how to go and listen to Boyd's interview with Speaker Johnson. Congresswoman Celeste Molloy was also part of that conversation. But Rusty, you and I were discussing how this guy, this Mike Johnson, who, look, I'm not in D.C. right now. I'm not an expert on all things Congress right now, at least. I didn't know him very well. I knew the name, but he came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And turns out he is maybe doing a really, really good job, Rusty. The question I have is, what is the secret sauce that Mike Johnson has that is appearing to be very effective in what has been a very dysfunctional U.S. House of Representatives? So that is what is top of my mind, the thing that I keep thinking about. And I thought, who better to give us some insight into what is happening in the U.S. House of Representatives than Congressman Blake Moore, who is joining us now on KSL at Night. Congressman, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule to join us. What is Mike Johnson? What is special?
Who better to talk about dysfunction than me?
No, Congressman, that's not. It's quite the opposite, actually. You, in fact, are part of a leadership team in the Republican majority U.S. House that is actually being very effective.
Yeah, absolutely.
But in good ways, right? Yeah. Typically, I love a dysfunctional Congress because my rights and my tax dollars are maybe less threatened. But this U.S. House appears to be highly effective and even maybe bipartisan. I don't know. You can tell us about it, Congressman.
Yeah, I'm not gonna sugarcoat the fact that we've had a lot of internal fights within the House GOP, and it's been tough because not many people understand what a procedural rule vote is. But many votes have not been able to come to the floor because we have blocked that rule vote, which is such an uncommon thing, and it is a very frustrating part. But when you look at the big picture about getting stuff done, look, it was very important for Republicans to win back the House, because you had a President Biden who had a White House, House and Senate all under one party control. And when you do that, you have the ability to pass some really, really large spendy legislation that led to a lot of inflation. And just by us being in the majority, we're able to block all of that, like completely zeroed that all out and giving no opportunity. And all we then need to make sure we do is some of the basics, which is what the appropriations process was. We found areas of cut, wasteful spending. We took advantage of that while supporting defense strongly. Like, it was ultimately a win, but there's always fights about it and all that. But, you know, Speaker Johnson has been able to navigate and get us through avoiding government shutdowns that were going to be for no reason, really. There wasn't the leverage point that we needed to do, the stake in the ground we had to have for a shutdown of something we wanted to get done, because we already gave up that opportunity on the border. Most Republicans voted to do the border security bill, but 21 didn't last fall, and we gave up that leverage, right? So we can get into all that. Speaker Johnson is excellent job of navigating all of the difficult personalities and the individualism that's kind of rampant right now in the GOP, because this is a team sport in a lot of ways. And if you don't stick together, you don't have anywhere near as much influence. And that's what he's been really pushing for and striving for. So it hasn't been pretty, but we have been able to navigate and avoid the calamities that could otherwise happen.
You know, Congressman Moore, the question I had years ago, I had the opportunity to visit with Paul Ryan when he was speaker back then. I asked him a question. I'd have the same question now. How in the world do you navigate so many personalities and so many egos, frankly? But the question that we have right now is this motion to vacate. What is the status of that? It just seems like that's an issue that he is handling well at this point. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, so former Speaker Newt Gingrich, and I love being first, you know, I love being a guest for Rusty's first show. That's awesome. So
yeah,
that's
yeah.
Great, Mr. Cannon.
Lucky you.
former Speaker Gingrich called Speaker Johnson a few weeks ago and said, I couldn't have done what you're doing. I had a 19 seat majority or something like that with no social media. And Speaker Johnson's got the opposite. We have a one vote majority right now with a rampant sort of incentive to make hay and I'm fighting against leadership. And so I'm going to make a name for myself and all that. So yeah. I think with this case currently, how in the world are you going to vacate? So Marjorie Taylor Greene has decided she wanted to put this up, I believe, largely for attention getting. Big shocker there. But she's trying to do it over this very same thing that she didn't vacate McCarthy for. So the double standard is rampant in these little efforts that go on, because all Speaker Johnson has done is finish the process that Speaker McCarthy started on the appropriations process. And I can't drill this home enough. We are talking about less than one quarter of our entire budget about what people complain about, when the other side of the budget, the 75%, runs rampant. It grows at a wildly rapid rate when the appropriations process is actually very well constrained with an enormous amount of oversight, because we vote on it each year.
Yeah.
The other stuff gets enacted and you never touch it. You never even vote on it. My bill would change that. But that's where the problem of our debt is driven from, is those mandatory direct spending items.
Yeah.
And so to go after McCarthy for finding a process that reduces spending in areas we don't care as much about as Republicans, and support defense and veterans still, and then vacate him that, and then for Johnson to finalize the process as best as he possibly could with as much leverage as we gave him. We didn't give him as much leverage as we should have, because we didn't stay united and give him 218 Republican votes. He got through that process as well as you could. So it's a very, very big double standard to, it's hypocritical to say, I'm going to vacate you now. You didn't vacate McCarthy over the same exact thing a little while ago. But it's a fundamental miscue on actually dealing with our major debt drivers. But it's because it's the only thing we vote on spending that they want to, that folks like Marjorie Taylor Greene want to use as a way to drum up all this rage, when it's not actually the problem of our debt.
So what happens, let's say, over the next week? I mean, this stuff seems to change by the hour. If you can't forecast, what does the next week look like?
So she put it out there knowing there was a 2-week break and, it wasn't going to come up, or it was kind of like a, let's let that simmer out there. And we can, over the next week, FISA is one of the most important things we'll deal with. And we're struggling to finalize that this week. I don't see movement there on the vacate. Maybe something with Ukraine she could try to do. But I think she's at a point where she's sort of backed herself into a corner right now. And if she doesn't go through with it, people will realize it was just always a pretend threat anyway. But if she does go through with it, I don't think there's really enough support. And really, Democrats are, if they're wise, they'd be like, well, we'll just leave the chamber and reduce the threshold. And we're not going to go through this whole drama of trying to choose a new speaker for something that that he's doing in a very reasonable, sound, thoughtful way.
Yeah, I have to say, the way he has handled it so far really seems to have just diffused that situation. And again, I can't give him enough credit for, at least my perspective, that he is doing an incredible job in very difficult circumstances with a very tight majority. So appreciate that leadership. Appreciate your service there. And always grateful to have you join us here on KSL at Night, and grateful for the very direct and honest, frank way you are willing to talk about tough issues with with the listeners. Really grateful for that, Congressman. Looking forward to have you back soon.
Thank you both.
Okay, thank you, Rusty. Great conversation.
That was awesome.
Congressman
Utah's
Blake
lucky
Moore,
to have him.
Friend of the show, representative, doing such a great job of keeping us informed about what's happening on the ground in the U.S. House of Representatives. Coming up next, we are going to stay with Congress and hit on some of the hottest issues right now that Speaker Mike Johnson, Congressman Blake Moore, and others will have to vote on in the coming weeks. Stay right here, listeners.